All right. According to a recent survey, Americans are very dissatisfied with Facebook. Let's talk about that. Okay, so I had to re-record this episode because the first version of this got just a little too political, and I decided, you know what, I don't want to anger my left-leaning friends. So I had to scrap that one, and I'm redoing it. Now, the reason why it got a little too political is because this article that I found in a on a website called Marketing Land, I don't know if it's them or if it's the survey that was done, but anyway, and the conclusion that the people at the University of Michigan who did the survey, which it's called the ACSI, the American Customer Satisfaction Index, and it's owned and administered by the University of Michigan, and the article kind of blames the Cambridge Analytica data privacy scandal from 2018 that kind of has, you know, made Facebook become less satisfying or not as popular. And I don't disagree with that. I tend to think that it has a lot to do with Facebook's politics. Okay. And I'm not going to really get into it any much beyond that, but they are very left-leaning. They make no bones about it. They punish people who think differently than them while promoting people who think along the same side as them. And it's kind of like, you know, if you're a conservative broadcaster on Facebook, you get throttled, you get no reach, you get blocked, you get banned, whatever. But then you have Antifa come on there and throw out bile and hate all over the place, and Facebook allows that to happen, and it shows up places. And so, you know, people get it. People get that Facebook is extremely liberal, and this country is not, the United States is not extremely liberal. And people tend to vote with their pocketbook or their eyes or their attention. And I think there's a lot of lack of trust of Facebook because of their left-leaning and inability to be fair and treat all bad actors the same and treat all actors the same. So this article kind of lays it at the feet of the, it's kind of like when the NFL, when the people started kneeling in the NFL, all the executives in the NFL blamed everything else except for the kneeling. And when the kneeling stopped, the ratings went up. When they stopped talking about the kneeling and highlighting it and making it a big deal because it wasn't happening anymore, the ratings went up. But they were unable to recognize, they were unwilling, more like, to recognize what the real problem is. And I think this article does the same thing. I think it ignores the fact that Facebook is extremely liberal and everyone knows it and people are choosing not to spend time there. Now, the article, what's interesting is that even though there's a dissatisfaction according to the survey, the ad revenues for Facebook are up and so are the active users. So how is that how do you reconcile that? I don't know. I mean, 30% revenue growth in North America. That's big. Now, I know we're talking about Facebook here, but Facebook owns Instagram. And over the last couple of days, we've talked about things that Facebook's going to do with Instagram, like putting its branding on Instagram, which could help or hurt it. You know, I think it's an interesting thing that this article ignores the politics of it. I think that it is interesting that this article kind of highlights what I've been saying anyway, that I seem to think what I see in the news, what I seem to hear from people is that Facebook's losing ground. A lot of people my age, and I'm a Gen X, a lot of people my age are leaving Facebook or are not leaving it, but spending less time there, spending no time there, whatever. My daughter's generation, is that Gen Z, you know, like born in the 2000s? Is that Gen Z? That's not millennial. Gen Z's, I think is what they're called. Forgive me if I'm wrong on that. But they're not even going there. They don't. My daughter doesn't want anything to do with Facebook. Okay. Not at all. And her friends, they all use Snapchat. They all use Instagram, but they use Snapchat the most. So Facebook's losing ground anyway with people in general. And if they can't bring these young people up onto Facebook, then Facebook's going to have some real problems down the road. But people don't like to feel like they're being surveilled, tracked, and Facebook is known for that. And also, they're known for their politics. Now, maybe, you know, I could be completely wrong. Maybe that's my bias because I am conservative. Maybe that's my bias to believe that because I would spend less time there because it's a liberal platform that everybody else does. And I'm not trying to project my thoughts and opinion on it and apply it to what the rest of the world's thinking. I wouldn't even begin to do that. I wouldn't think it would be appropriate, but I do think that Facebook's got several problems. And I don't have a problem if the people at Facebook are liberal. That doesn't bother me at all. And I don't think it bothers a lot of people in the country. You know, when, like, let's look at how people deal with things differently. When Chick-fil-A gives money to the pro-marriage, you know, keep marriage what marriage is supposed to be ever since the beginning of time, liberals go out and they protest. And they want to punish Chick-fil-A in every way they can imagine. But when Facebook, you know, does countless liberal acts and makes it clear that they're a very liberal company, you know, I don't feel like me and my conservative buddies would feel the need to punish Facebook. I mean, I might spend some less time there, but I'm not, I mean, I think that it's fine if Facebook wants to be liberal, as long as they treat their customers the same. And I think it's fine if Chick-fil-A wants to be send money to a pro-marriage, keep marriage traditional type thing, as long as they treat the customers that come in their store the same. People are entitled to believe the way they want to believe, and the marketplace can treat them back, you know, the way they need to. But on an individual basis, I'm kind of against, you know, rallying people to destroy a company in order to, because they don't believe the way you believe. I think that's ridiculous. Our country comes with all types, and people should be able, now, if somebody's a hate monger, then I think that that's a different thing. But, you know, everybody has a different definition of what a hate monger is. Some, like, I would think a hate monger is somebody who's part of the Ku Klux Klan or somebody who's part of the Black Panthers. Somebody else thinks a hate monger is a company who treats everybody nice that comes through their door, but then gives money to a pro-marriage. See, that's not a hate monger, and I don't care what your opinion is. That's not a hate monger for a company to donate money to a pro-marriage, traditional marriage cause. It's just not a hate monger. So we all have different ideas of what a hate monger is, and so that's part of the problem is that the most sensitive in society gets to dictate who the hate mongers are. So anyway, a lot less political than my original commentary. But I think that Facebook's having problems. I think it's also has to do with, for a lot of people use Facebook for business. I mean, let's face this fact. A lot of people use Facebook for business. And you get no reach unless you pay. And I don't begrudge the people at Facebook for wanting to make lots of money on their product. However, people have to pay through the nose to reach their people. And people are looking at other platforms, other avenues in which to accomplish the same goals. You know, bring attention to their business, raise their revenue, build their client base, sell more products, whatever. When you got to pay out the nose, and there's other options out there where you don't have to pay out the nose, then the place that's charging crazy money is gonna be affected. Of course, that this leaves a wide open white space for people who are willing to pay for Facebook and have less competition because people are going elsewhere. Anyway, why do we talk about Facebook today? Because Facebook owns Instagram, of course, and whatever happens at Facebook, it's kind of like, well, it's just whatever happens at Facebook over time is going to start happening at Instagram. Or maybe not. Todd.live, if you'd like to discuss more, Todd.live on Instagram. Talk to you tomorrow.